It's Venus Fashion Week, which means new fall styles have arrived at Venus. Find cozy new sweaters for just $39 and under, plus the brand new ultra soft Hachi loungewear collection that'll keep you comfy and stylish all season long. Visit Venus.com to discover the new Venus fall collection today.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
He's getting better, better. He's getting better, better. He's getting better, better. He's getting
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
What's going on, Mike? How's everybody?
We're doing great, and we're all fired up for our baseball teams in the playoffs, and guess what?
The White Sox?
You want the White Sox today and the Cubs tomorrow?
Both are? I've been paying no attention to it.
Yeah, Chicago's wow.
I was trying to be a smartass. I thought it was only the Cubs.
Oh, boy, that's mean. As a native Southsider, I'm offended by that. But I get it. But the Bears are a playoff team, too, because they've made the quarterback change, and now they've got the Super Bowl MVP to have an MVP-type season.
There's got to be a hell of a story behind the story as to why Coach Matt Nagy chose Mitchell Trubisky going into Week 1. To see now what a tenuous hold Trubisky had on the job and to have a gut feeling down 16 points in the second half against a team that has a long and well-documented history of blowing leads in games, to make the switch then when Trubisky just 2 weeks earlier had erased a 17-point deficit in Detroit, there's got to be a hell of a story about what was going on in the locker room, what was going on the practice field, what the players were saying, whether Nick Foles was improving in practice and maybe Mitchell Trubisky was regressing. Because even though Matt Nagy explained this to me as a gut feeling that happened in the moment, gut feelings are the product of all facts and circumstances that swirl around someone's existence. And he knew in that moment to make the change, and I fully expected him to go with Nick Foles. If he says he wants to stick with this choice, he's not going to go back to the guy that he just pulled out based on a gut feeling. And now we see what Foles can do. That's why they went after him in the offseason. He's the guy who knows the offense. He's the guy who brings the experience. And he's the guy that has gotten it done before. To me, the big challenge is keeping him healthy because he takes big hits. We saw him take one Sunday on the game-winning touchdown pass. He took a hit like that last year and ended up with a broken collarbone. That's the big question. But he clearly can run that offense, and he clearly can have success on Sundays.
Mike, I know what you're saying. I don't know if it's that dramatic or involved. If you've watched, as we have here in Chicago, been subjected to each of Mitch Trubisky's 44 NFL starts. I mean, this was a gradual process, and he just wasn't getting it done. So that gut feeling had been building, I sense, probably for a while in Matt Nagy. My question from the outside, from your perspective, how much more dangerous does this make the Bears? Are they, you know, obviously they're 3-0, but we know who they have played. Do you look at them differently with Nick Foles at quarterback?
Well, yes, because I think that the change does reflect the will of the team. That's the one thing that we can't overlook here, that this is the way the wind was blowing. And it is amazing. I remember when we did this a few weeks ago, and I said at some point this year, Nick Foles will play, either due to injury or ineffectiveness. The last thing we would have expected is the move to happen in September while the Bears were still undefeated. That's the best case scenario, because usually when a move like this happens, the team is 1-4 or 2-5, and you've got a lot of heavy lifting to do to turn the season around. Nick Foles is walking into a situation where he's got an unblemished record. He's got an opportunity to take on the Colts on Sunday and then a rematch with Tom Brady, a Super Bowl 52 reunion on a short week Thursday night game. And look, clearly Matt Nagy believes they're better with Nick Foles. He obviously has the support of the coaching staff and the locker room. Just like when Trubisky became the starter in late August, early September, there was no pushback. There were no unnamed sources. What the hell is Matt Nagy doing? Now that it's gone the other way, there's been nothing in the past 18 hours, 20 hours, however long it's been since yesterday morning when Matt Nagy made the announcement. There's been no, I can't believe they're doing this to Mitch. So the players are behind it. So I think the team necessarily becomes better, and they're already 3-0. The question is, how are they going to stack up defensively, offensively? What do you do without Tariq Cohen, who was starting to come into his own in that offense? That's the real question. And also, what kind of moves are out there to be made at the trade deadline? Every year we see teams that are contenders who become buyers, potentially, if guys are available and there are ways to improve your team. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. And I'm excited for the Bears. I'm excited for Nick Foles. I feel bad for Mitchell Trubisky. Just last week we're talking about how he's changed, he's different, he's confident, and I think all those things are still true. It's just Matt Nagy decided to go with the guy he thinks is the better quarterback.
Mike, I love reading your power rankings, and the Bears were 12th in the power rankings despite their 3-0 record. What was interesting to me is you had the Saints at 1-2 at 10 and the Niners at 11 with all their injuries. What will it take for the Bears to move up? I mean, I get it. Their opponents are 1-8, I think, on the season because the Lions somehow ended their 11-game losing streak. But it just seems like there isn't, even nationally, just other people I talk to locally, there's not a lot of support for the Bears despite their gaudy record.
Yeah, I think it's win the next two. Two teams with 2-1 records as of right now, Colts and Bucks. You show up well in primetime and stare down Tom Brady and beat Tom Brady like Nick Foles did. I mean, look, I think that the win by Foles and the Eagles over Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, far more of an upset than what beating the Buccaneers on a Thursday night at Soldier Field would be. So win the next two games, and I think the Bears end up in the top 10. And, you know, this is a great book with plenty of chapters unwritten. Now, we don't know how it's going to end, but two games against the Packers still to come. You know, there are very rare years when both the Bears and the Packers are good at the same time. Remember 2010? Well, we all remember that well, the NFC Championship game. But, you know, it doesn't happen often that the roll of the dice lands with both of those teams competitive. And hopefully we'll get two Bears-Packers games that are very meaningful and impactful on the standings, the seeding, the championship of the division, and everything else. And maybe we'll get a third match between the two teams in the postseason.
Mike, I'm a little surprised Dan Quinn's still employed this morning. I don't know if it's, you know, you fire a coach after three games, but they had, you know, pretty historic losses the last two. You know, whether it's Dan Quinn or Adam Gase, do you expect a coach to be fired in the next couple of weeks? Is that something that makes any sense to you?
I'd say between the two, Gase is more likely. I saw some chatter yesterday that if the Jets lose Thursday night to the Broncos, Gase could be out. You know, the problem in New York is it's a multi-year rebuild, but you still have to be competitive along the way. You can't just mail it in until the rebuild has happened, until you have enough players to be competitive. You've still got to find a way to not embarrass yourself with the players that you have, and I think that's the problem with the Jets right now. And, yeah, we've seen guys get fired after four games before when it's just not working, and if it becomes an embarrassment to the franchise. And, you know, at some point, Woody Johnson is coming back from the UK, especially if the election goes against the guy who appointed him to be an ambassador. He's going to be back, and he may fire everybody. And I'm fascinated by the possibility, slim as it may be, of Woody bringing back Rex Ryan. And don't scoff, because when you think about it, it isn't all that crazy. And, oh, by the way, they were a hell of a lot better than they are right now when Rex was the coach. But with Dan Quinn, you know, when Arthur Blank kept him last year at the bye week when they were 1-7, it kind of tells me he's not going to do anything rash this year either. And here's the thing. In both of these settings, you fire the head coach who takes over. I guess it would be Greg Williams taking over the Jets. But the Falcons, well, Raheem Morris, former Buccaneers coach, is the defensive coordinator. The defense is horrible. Dirk Cutter, a former head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. The offense isn't great either. I don't know who you hand the keys to if you fire Dan Quinn. You're not going to make it better by firing Dan Quinn. So I could see Arthur Blank much more likely get through the season and then make a change. Gase, on the other hand, I just feel like it's crumbling. And the only way to stop it is to just, you know, end it and give the whistle to Greg Williams and see what he can do the rest of the way.
You said there are still a lot of chapters left in the story, and you know, one of them could include a comeback for Mitch and some glory for him down the road. But the fact of the matter is that here he is in his fourth season. They have not picked up the option. He's benched in game three. And then you see Patrick Mahomes last night just getting to 10,000 yards faster than anyone, and he's just this unbelievable quarterback. Is it worse for Mitch that he was the first pick in that draft that produced a couple of really good quarterbacks? Or is it worse for him that as you look through teams that need quarterbacks, and goodness gracious, what are the Denver Broncos going to do now with Drew locked down and they can't find a replacement? Mitch will get a job somewhere, but he's never going to get an opportunity like this again.
Well, you're right. And the list of quarterbacks who have flamed out on their first stop and then turned into something later is fairly short. Vinny Testaverde may be the only one that comes to mind. But for the most part, and Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl away from Tampa. I think you have to start in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
The quarterbacks who started in Tampa and go elsewhere are the ones who tend to do well. Alex Smith finally got it turned around and got to the brink of a Super Bowl and was the backup of a Super Bowl team in San Francisco before he became a much better quarterback in Kansas City. But, you know, Alex Smith was better than Mitchell Trubisky has been 3 years in. The challenge becomes finding that spot. And, yeah, you get a chance to compete somewhere. But it is unfortunate. We've talked about this before, I believe, that the standard that is now set for quarterbacks, because so many of them figure it out quickly. If you require a little more time, it just puts more pressure on everyone. It makes it harder. You don't get the chance to develop the way that maybe you could. And whatever your ceiling is, you never get a chance to reach it because you get thrown to the curb because of Patrick Mahomes, because of Deshaun Watson. And it does make it work at worst. I think back to Cade McNown, right? I mean, he wasn't under the same pressure because there were four quarterbacks taken before him in 1999. But with Trubisky, when you're the first one off the board, when it's Mahomes and Deshaun Watson several picks later, that's something that's very hard to live down.
Mike, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you as always. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff.
That is Mike Florio. Yeah. Boy, okay, we've got playoff baseball today. We'll talk about it with Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
This segment brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9.
Sam is in Northlake.
Love you guys. So, by the way, you know, hey, Monday morning, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Sam.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
it's Venus Fashion Week, which means new fall styles have arrived at Venus. Find cozy new sweaters for just $39 and under, plus the brand new Ultra Soft Hachi Loungewear collection that'll keep you comfy and stylish all season long. Visit Venus.com to discover the new Venus Fall Collection today.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
What happens if a child can't read by third grade? They are four times less likely to graduate high school. If that child lives in poverty, they are 13 times less likely to graduate. The greatest predictor of your child's success in school is the number of books they have in their home. But 61% of low-income families have zero books at home. Now, more than ever, children need books. Luckily, you can help. Go to ifyougiveabook.com to buy a book.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. Go to GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Listen to Cubs Marlins in the NL wildcard round here.
Cubs win!
Game one tomorrow at noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a ton to us. And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
I mean, I guess they haven't did their homework.
And Kevin Zietback is our maven of sound. Thank you, Kevin. And Ray Diaz, you know how much we care for you.
Thanks, Ray.
I don't know what you're smoking.
All right, so I just sat here and made a little bit of a list during the break of things that I'm going to run out, and I don't mean run, I mean walk fast, and purchase some peanuts, some Cracker Jacks, some hot dogs. I figure my kids are on Zoom. The game starts at 2. They should be done by like 3:30, and I'll have this little kind of baseball festival waiting for them in the living room. And then I thought, oh, my God, what if the Sox aren't winning? And what if I've thrown a brick through the TV already because there's been a five-run inning? And how am I possibly going to have a baseball part? I'm going to have to pull them out of Zoom. What do you think?